thankful this morning to be saved. I'm very grateful for the Lord's mercies upon me. He's been so good to me in my life. Let's look in the book of Psalms and start off about the 119th Psalm. The 119th Psalm and the 130th verse. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Thank God this morning for the inspiration of the Word of God. I'm so glad that God is concerned about inspiring parts of our lives and bringing life where there is death and where there's barrenness and where there's no growth. God has a way of bringing His Word that brings life into our life. And I would like to talk to us just a little this morning about inspiration. And I wrote a definition, a divine influence directly and immediately exerted upon the mind or soul of man. To inspire is to infuse an animating, quickening, or exalting influence into something, into our life. His courage inspired His followers to produce or arouse a feeling or a thought, to inspire confidence in others. So this morning, I'd like to encourage us all. I'd like to inspire us to seek the Lord and to have His Word to come into our life here. Like He said, the entrance of His Word, it brings life. The entrance of the Word, it causes us to be moved. It causes something to change and happen in our life. In the book of John, the 20th chapter and the 22nd verse, thank God this morning for the quickening power of the Lord, the quickening power that causes us to be inspired. Now, if I ask you, fellow workers and laborers, those of you that have to, let's just say we have to clean the chapel, do you feel this inspiration or do you pray, God, I want you to help me now to just be inspired, to flip that switch on that sweeper, and I want you to make that thing just roll across that floor. I want you to just cause that sweeper to just sing tunes to me when I'm sweeping. And I want you to help me whenever I'm dusting and I'm cleaning off things to just feel the inspiration of God. Well, you'll probably look at me and say, well, I'm not there yet. Most of my job is just, it's kind of mundane. But I want to tell you something. There are a lot of things in the work of God that is that way. And I think people sometimes get confused that, oh, I just want to be inspired. I want to walk in this inspiration all the time. And we lose sometimes something very valuable that we don't always have to have these direct things that come from heaven to do the work of God. There's times we do things that we just know we have to do them. We have to do, it's part of life. But there's this part of inspiration that I'm thinking of this morning that causes the life of a soul that is dead, there is very little activity, very, very minimal things going on in their life, but there's something about the entrance of the Word of God that causes our life to spring up, and there's something happens and something changes. Thinking about a man that I visited several years ago, I went into his room and I talked to him, and he would never answer me. He would not make one motion. He was very bitter, and he had very little to say to me. And I went back and seen him again. It was about the same thing. There was no real response. There was nothing that was alive at all. It was completely dead, and he was dying, and he was on his last breath. And you might say, I went back another time and I walked into his room and I said, I spoke his name. I said, what's happened to you? And he barely could eke out a word. He said, I got saved. I got saved. And I said, I knew that when I came into your room. And he couldn't hardly talk anymore. That was the last I seen him. But there was something that happened. Something changed him. Something. It was the Word of God, the Spirit of God that came down and moved upon him and spoke. There was life in him. And I really desire that this morning in my life. I want the quickening power. I want God's Spirit to work in my life. And I know you do too. If we're tired of the mundane, if we're tired of just existing, I believe our Heavenly Father has something to help us with. He has something to give us that will inspire us and bring a quickening power into our life, and it will cause us to see things, you know, just the mundane and just the normal things sometimes can be a bore, but God has a way to inspire us and cause creativity to come in our minds and help us to be able to do things and to be able to put enthusiasm in what we're doing and be able to have life there. I remember I walked out one evening and it was cold and I wanted to stay home so bad, but it was time to go to jail. And that's not always real inspiring. I think about some of the smells that, you know, you encounter different things and there's all kinds of noise and language and different things in the jail. But this night I went onto the car and I thought of that song, He That Goeth Forth, bearing, precious seed or something. Well, anyway, I went in the jail that night and I tell you, the Lord just met with me. And I said, I tell you, men, I am so glad to be here in jail tonight. This place inspires me so. And I heard these groans. Oh, my. And I said, well, you're in here. I'm in here for a different reason than you are. I'm inspired to be in here. You've been doing some evil. But when I come in this place, I get inspired. And you know, it's just like God to come by and give us something that will help us to be able to keep going on. You know, when there's nothing exciting or nothing interesting going on, God can come by and He can just take the old mundane and He can give us such a blessing that we'll want to keep going forward. I thank God today for inspiration, that divine influence that's directly exerted upon our minds, upon our souls, and it helps us to keep going. It helps us to look above and keep going forward. Not everything. You know, I've heard so many things in life. People say, well, I'm just not called to go to jail. Okay. I'm not really called to teach Sunday school. All right. And I'm not really called to sweep the floors. Okay. What are you called to do? Wait a minute here. Hold on. I hear all this. Well, I'm just not called to do. And I'm not. What are you inspired to do? Is my question to you. What are we inspired to do? Do we have inspiration? Inspiration brings life. It's something that we need. The church needs inspiration in whatever we do. He said, whatever you put your hand to, do it with your might. Do it with enthusiasm. Do it with fervor. Do it with love. Do it with something heartfelt. You know, I don't mean to tell the cooks how to cook food. That's not my desire, but anybody can open a can of green beans. I'm telling you, any one of you can open a can of, you put them in a pot and you can turn the heat on and you got a can of green beans. But when you put little pieces of onion and you put some bacon bits in those green beans, you put heart in them. Don't you understand? You put something more than just turning the heat up. There, take that. Y'all eat that. Real inspiration. But when you put heart in it, when you put something inside that, you know, more than just the normal, you feel that inspiration. you want to do more than just open up and you know, it's like pastors feeding their congregation. And I know that you all sometimes really, you want something from us. Well, we need help. We need help every Sunday. It's more than just once a month preaching. Sometimes, you know, it's twice on Sunday, and it might be once or twice during the week, and there might be, we need inspiration from God. We need something. Please pray for us. Because without this life, without this, folks, we're just mechanics. I mean, we go through the mechanics of things, but we need inspiration. Yes. I've seen ordinary meetings just turn into something that came from above, something of God. It was wonderful. I was thinking yesterday, it never clicked in my mind, but my father-in-law's mother, Sister Ella May, was inspired by Sister Faith Stewart. In 1958, I was 3 years old, and she came to the church where we were going, and she stood up at the pulpit. And all I remember was very little. Couldn't tell you what she preached about. But when my mother started reading to me her stories, and when I began to see Sister Faith Stewart's vision, those little brown faces and those little arms reaching out, and she felt like going to Cuba and working with the children in Cuba. There it touched my heart. And I just saw a connection of how she affected my father, how through my father-in-law's mother, Ella May, how it affected my father-in-law and how it affected me. One person's life. You see, inspiration does something. Inspiration changes things. Inspiration in your home does things. That it's very necessary, not for just preachers, but for our homes to be inspired. When God gives inspiration, don't you know, there is something that starts moving. You know, you've seen this or heard about the saying, nothing happens till somebody sells something. And when somebody sells something, it affects a lot of different people are affected just by one sale. By one person's inspiration. By David coming into a camp. By him seeing Goliath. By him seeing the possibilities with God. And by David moving on inspiration, today we are still blessed with that story. Today we are still blessed with one man's inspiration. And how many more could we categorize? How many people have we watched? Have we heard of? Have we seen their lives have been an inspiration? It really challenges me this morning. In this 20th chapter of John, the 22nd verse, he said this, 20 and 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Do you know, we need the breath of the Spirit of God in our life. We need this breathing upon. We need God to inspire us. We need him to bring us life. Do you realize how powerful it is when God, when he breathed into Adam the breath of life? Do you realize this morning that we're still breathing that same breath? We are still going on. The one breath that God breathed into a lump of clay, and he became a living soul. That breath is still causing all of us today to keep breathing, literally. We are so blessed this morning. May God help us to have more inspiration from God. The dullness that we have in our lives, the mundane, the trivial things that have seemingly lifeless ends to them. They don't really mean it. God wants to spark something within us. I remember, and I hope Brother Ed doesn't mind me telling this about his mom, but Sister Dorothy had a way of doing some unique things. And one of their punishment those boys would get, she would take a needle, and it might have been one of those long hat needles. You're going to back into this. And so their punishment, they had to back up, and all they could think of was that big old needle and that thing possibly going a long, penetrating way inside their flesh. They had to back up. And she would take and just have the tiny part of that needle showing. And it would stick them. And oh, I know that was... She had some... There was inspiration. I want to encourage you mothers this morning. I'm not telling you to stick your children with a needle. I'm not telling you you need to do that. But there can be inspiration from God. How about doing chores and getting things done around the house? How about just having a little inspiration to know how to motivate my teenage children? How to get them out of bed in the summertime? Wouldn't that be something? If you all could figure a way out, if somebody was inspired to know how to get teenagers out of bed in the summertime. Well, I know that all of us, wherever we're at, we have things we have to do, but inspiration is such a needed thing. It's more than just from the pulpit. God wants to inspire. He wants to breathe upon us. He wants to infuse something in our life. He wants to help us today to be inspired by the Almighty. Could I read to you a few more scriptures? I think about Peter in Acts 2 and 14. It says this, but Peter standing up. I won't read all of that, but it said, but Peter standing up. Here is this man that just not too many days ago had walked off from God, had walked away, had stood in the shadows, had stayed in the background, had let his timidity and had let his humanity get the best of it. But it said, but Peter standing up, he felt inspiration from God. He felt something. And I want to tell you that caused Peter a lot of trouble. I'm going to tell you, inspiration sometime will get you in trouble. But it's the kind we need. It's the kind we need. When we feel like our homes, there's times that relationships begin to dwindle. There's times that in the home, there's something that creeps around, that comes around, and the ugly, the human begins to come out, and the dread of the day, and the suffering and the pain and all that goes, there's some of those things can come out. As you get older, we need inspiration. We need to feel an inspiration from on high. We need our homes recharged, folks, because just living, just plain living with each other, even though you got along good and everything, we need inspiration in our homes. We need something each day. We need to have God come back and remind us of who we used to be. I love that song, Remind Me, Dear Lord. The things that I love and hold dear to my heart, they're just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life, so remind me. Remind me, dear Lord. Remind me where you brought me from. Remind me what kind of person I used to be. Remind me, Lord. You know, to have the sweetness in our lives, in our homes, in working with each other, we need inspiration. And I want to tell you where it's running low and it's on empty and it's just the daily grind. our homes get pretty barren. They get pretty barren. And when there's barrenness, there's no fruit. It's like, I just hate going home. I don't really want to go home. What do I have when I get home? What have you put there? Lord, help us to be inspired, you know, to come home and instead of looking for something from the other one all the time and expecting them all the time to be the one that gives everything and them to be the one that does everything, and you're just coming by and you want this from this one and you want this and you're the person, you're a taker and not a giver. Let me tell you something. After a while, that gets old. You understand me what I'm saying this morning?
Yes.
In our homes, just being a taker. And all the time wanting, why don't you rub my feet? Rub my feet. Oh, scratch my back. Why don't you do this for me? Why don't you fix me some macaroni and cheese? Why don't you do this for me? You know, why don't you bring home a few tacos once in a while? Why don't you bring something and surprise your companion? Get up and cook breakfast. Get up and cook breakfast for them. And, huh? Oh, a flower once in a while. That's pretty good. I get in trouble. Someone said, whoa, Brother James, stay out of trouble. Well, that's kind of hard for me to do sometimes, but I am looking to God to give me inspiration. I want to live to what I preach. And I want to tell all, you know, brethren and sisters today, we have a job to do. We have a job, and it's not always going to be easy. There's not always going to be things that just really are easy, and I just felt this. This is just one of them walk on water kind of days. I don't know when the last time you had one of them, but you might be looking for that. That's a walk on water kind of day, and everything's a zippity doo dah day. What was that lady that sang that? I've had trouble with that song quite a bit. There's times it's just not one of those days, and what we need though is something that comes from God. I remember so many things my mother did to keep the family together. Little things she felt like, maybe didn't feel like doing, but she done it anyway. And little special things that she done to sweeten the corner over here. And to make this just a little bit better over here. And to have things just a little bit organized here. Let's not be lazy. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. That's what we need. And if we're lacking things in our home, if there's things that are kind of dry and barren, let's spice it up, folks. He said, you're the salt of the earth, the light of the world. It's our responsibility as husbands to bring something into the home. It's our job as a husband to provide things. It's our job as a husband to make sure she's taken care of, that our flower blooms. Say, well, she's just not what she used to be. Well, why don't you make her something else? Why don't you do something for her? Why don't you help her out a little bit? Why don't you pitch in there and do something? Well, I'm just not inspired. God wants to inspire you. He wants you to help. First of all, to see the barrenness sometimes that can be in a home, to see that this is awful. Was there any nice words that was spoken this morning? Did anybody say, how are you doing, sweetie? I'm so glad to see you. Oh, I'm telling you. You say, oh, she used to treat me like a king. Well, if you begin to act like one, if you'll begin to act and start doing things, maybe things will perk up a little bit. And we'll find some of this inspiration. We'll find some of this love. And we'll find some of these things start flowing again. When there's a jam, when things are logged, they're blocked up. And we've got problems communicating. We got problems, and everywhere we look, it's just barrenness and dry. Unplug, start unplugging the problem.
Amen.
Get the blockage out of the way. And I want to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord, when we open up to Him, God will come in and flood. He will just come in. He'll make old things new. He can do so many things for us. I want to encourage you this morning. God wants to take the old dryness and the carnality, the thing that's things that just grate you in the home, and it's just so cold and barren, and it could be just macaroni and cheese, and it could be just crackers. I mean, you might be thinking, it's like we're existing. It's on crackers. Cornflakes with no milk. How does that sound for breakfast? If you want something, fix it. You know, it's over there. How would you like some waffles? How would you like something, some eggs and toast and things for? Well, get up and surprise her. Cook it yourself. Do it. It'll work. I'm telling you. You all laughing at me this morning, but I've seen these things work. I know they will. What we need, Peter, his whole nature, everything, when he received the Holy Spirit, these words, but Peter standing up, it inspires me this morning. Peter standing up. Forget about what the Romans was thinking now. You guys and the Jews thinking you stole the body of Jesus and you're a bunch of hypocrites. Forget that. Peter standing up. He began to proclaim to them Jesus had rose from the dead. He began to tell them of the life. Thank God this morning for inspiration. In the book of Job, the 32nd chapter in the 8th verse, it says this in a nutshell. You can read it. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth understanding. The inspiration of the Almighty. I believe that's what we need in life. We need that. Sometimes we get so hard-hearted. I've seen people say, well, I'm a Democrat, that's the only way I'm going to vote. I'm a Republican, that's the only way I'm going to vote. You can't tell me the difference. Yeah. You know what we need, folks, is the inspiration of the Almighty. Oh, sometimes we're so hard-headed. So hard-headed. Couldn't change, wouldn't change, don't want to change. All right, that's the way you want to be. The Lord's saying, I'm not going to bother you, but if you want to be inspired in some things, if you want to have me come visit you, we're going to have to get out of the hard-headedness. We're going to have to get out of our thinking patterns sometimes. We need God to help us. We need His inspiration. We need Him. And if we get so locked into our own ways, this is where the Spirit of God is hindered. Is we're locked into our own ways. And we just trudge through life and we go through barren places and we go through difficulties and we go through hard places sometimes with bruised and chafed, scratched spirits. Things is clawed. Things is just ate. It's because we've done it in our own strength. Don't you understand this morning? When the oil of the Holy Spirit is working in our life and the inspiration from God, there's something that moves. There's something that flows. There's something that goes out. There's lives we touch. There's things happening. The deadness of Sarah's womb came alive because of the power of God touching her. The deadness of our life. The deadness of our life becomes new when the Spirit of God can touch us, when His Spirit can work in our life. And He can take that person that you once were, and He begins to speak to you, and He begins to work with you, and He begins blending and doing things in your life, and He making you compatible with Him. It's only with Him that we're going to reach this world in this generation the way He wants us to reach it. And we need help. The mental blocks cause so many difficulties in life. We need inspiration in guiding vital truths around mental roadblocks of people, jumping from one place to the other. Getting across mental roadblocks takes divine inspiration. It takes something from the Spirit of God to get across a true meaning of the Word of God and to jump over that mental roadblock. Let me tell you, mental roadblocks are a real thing that happen in our lives. We get such a blockage in the Spirit of God can't move. We've got to be able, and we're dealing with people. I've thought different times of working with difficult people. And here you come up and here's a roadblock and it's right there in front of you. Can't get it. There's no way, but inspiration can help us to get that vital truth and jump across that roadblock. But it's only through inspiration we can do that. It's not of our own strength. We need the inspiration of the Almighty. It gives understanding. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It gives understanding to the simple. We need to be moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21 says that, I believe. It says here, for the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The moving of the Holy Ghost. I want to encourage us all here today, wherever you're at, young people, and you're dealing with school problems and coming up against hard places and not knowing how to get the answers, and you sit down and you try to think and you can't get through. How do I get this understand? How does it come about? We need to be moved by the Holy Ghost sometimes. I was in a difficult place. I was in school. I was enrolled, and one of the first things in our class was electricity, electronics. For me, trying to figure it out was difficult. And I remember so clearly my teacher, Mr. Brennan, came by and he said, "Bell, what's the matter?" And I said, "Mr. Brennan, I'm having a hard time. I cannot figure this deal about electricity." He was in the shop and wiring things up. And he sat down there on this table and kicked one leg up and he said, "Bell, look at it like this." And he began to explain to me in such a simple way. He said, "Think of it like that." And I did, and I got a hold of it. And I can't tell you what it done. I mean, it was just a simple answer. But that man and what he did and how I got through that mental block in my mind was a little bit of inspiration. And it came to his mind, and he helped me to see it. I want to say to us this morning, there could be some major things that's hung up in our life. I just don't understand this. I never have understood it. I never can understand it. Well, do we want to? I think about our desire sometimes. Our desire is what's going to change things. Our desire, I want to learn. I'm just going there and I can't see it. Well, open your eyes. You know, it's sometimes that simple. We go, "I just can't understand. I can't understand it." Well, God comes by and He helps us. If we really want to know, He can help us to see things. Holy men of God spake as they were what? They were moved. They were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. He's a teacher. He's a comforter. He's a guide. The Holy Ghost will move us. The Holy Ghost will help us to get off of high center. Will cause it. You know, when you get stuck on high center, I hope none of you young people do it. You're driving your mom and dad's car, you go over a bump, and all of a sudden your back wheels are off the ground and it's rocking like this. Now, I hope you're not on that rougher road. If you ever are, you're Just remember, you're stuck on high center. And you're in trouble. Because you'll sit there and rock back and forth and you'll never move unless something gets you off high center. And I'm telling you this morning, being inspired by God will cause us to get off of high center. If we're stuck in a rut and we don't know what to do, the Holy Spirit, being moved by the Holy Spirit, is what we need. We need Him to move us. We need Him to inspire us. What do we do next? Well, how do I face this? Well, I'm going through this change in my life. What do I do here? How do I rely on that moving of the Spirit of God in your life? Lord, please, here's a difficult place. Help me to know what next step to make. Help me to know what to do because I'm in a difficult place here. Do you know God takes delight in helping us? He takes delight in helping us. He doesn't want us to stay rocking back and forth and revving up our engine, making a lot of noise and going nowhere. No, God wants to help us to go someplace. He wants to help us to get off high center. Ezekiel 1:3 said, "The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel." Do you like that word, expressly? I think Ezekiel was very blessed when this word came expressly to him, without question, without pretense, without any question about it. This is the word of the Lord. Don't you like things like that in your life? "And the word of the Lord spake expressly to James. And the word of the Lord spoke expressly, this is the way, walk ye in it. And the word of the Lord comes expressly to each and every one of us sometimes to help us. The word of the Lord has a way of pinpointing and bringing right into focus and clearing up all confusion. When it speaks expressly, it clears things up. I've seen people, and I've done it probably myself, "Oh, I feel inspired to do this." Oh, you feel inspired to do that. Well, that's wonderful. You know what? We need more than our own statement. We need more than our own witness many times. To get inside of a jail, you need more than sometimes just your own inspiration. "Oh, I felt like God wanted me to be in here." Well, that's wonderful. But there's a few steps you got to go through before you get inside. There's one place that we go, there's about 5 clicks of the door, and you're finally inside. Click. No, you're not in there yet. Click. You got a few more. About 5 of them, and you're inside. And I tell you, we need more than our own inspiration, folks. Our own inspiration, you know what, will be muddled with our own ideas, our own ways, our own way of doing things. And the natural man is what I'm speaking about. The natural man and our own inspiration. I know of a young man said, "The Lord told me who my wife to be is going to be." Well, that's good. But the Lord didn't tell her dad. And you think you can just go off of what you felt like, and there was no other inspiration from it wasn't a good deal. I know it gets awful quiet and you think, "Oh, he's talking about..." No, you might not even know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, our own personal desires get in the way, our own personal feelings and emotions. We can be emotional and all that, but inspiration from on high, it's different. There's something different here. I'm telling you, we need the inspiration of God to move us. And that backing of the Holy Spirit and the backing. And you know, before you make big moves, sometimes it's not a bad idea to maybe have a close friend say, "Hey, what do you think about this?" I remember Brother Madden one time was about to stand up in a minister's meeting, and he was sitting next to this older minister, And that old minister grabbed him by the shirt, the coattail, and held him down. It's like, I got something to say. You better be quiet here. And years later, he figured out it was a good thing what he'd done. Folks, inspiration affects us. And you know, as the people of God, I count being able to stand up in front of you, I count it a privilege. And I want to have something to give when I stand up. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. I don't want to hold you hostage, but you know I could do that. Imagine taking all of you hostage. Well, how in the world could you do that? Well, I get up and say, I feel inspired by God to tell you. And you just have to sit there and listen to me. And I could take you hostage. Carry the whole thing for a long period of time. And all the time, I was saying I felt inspired of God to say something. And there was very little inspiration at all. And what actually happened, you held a whole group hostage. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Being led by the Spirit of God and being inspired is something we need. I count it a privilege to be led by the Spirit, to say our services are Holy Spirit led is a blessing to me. That's wonderful. I see such on the other hand, to have man that dictates and say, all right, today Brother John's going to preach. And he's going to take this. And I think that having the Spirit of God working in our midst is such a wonderful thing, folks. Let's treat it with such reverence and be so thankful that we have God to inspire us. Let's be careful how we're led. Let's be careful in our homes how we're led. Let's be careful what we do. This is just an all-around thing. It affects us. Inspiration affects us. I want to challenge us. I want to follow the challenge myself to be moved by the Holy Ghost, to be led by the Spirit of God, to be inspired by Him in what I do and what I say. I had a difficult man. I remember in my class that he would throw his book down. He'd be black man, he just the guards told me, said, listen, we'll take him out. You don't have to put up with that. I thought, no, I can't do that. Not just yet. Next week, about the same thing. And I thought, I'm going to play some romantic music. And I know I've told you all this before, but I brought a tape and I turned on this. Brother Ed Johnson gave me some romantic music for my anniversary, and I brought it to jail. That man quieted down, and one day I was over there and I was watching him. He wasn't saying nothing. He was listening. I reached over there and started. He said, don't turn that off. So I knew I was. And you know, a long story short, I made friends with that man. In fact, when he got out, we went out to eat one time, and he called me Mr. Ball. I never did correct him. I've been called Frankie and Mr. Ball and different. I don't care what. I said, I don't really care what. You call me John. One man called me John. But Mr. Ball, he said, we was going through the line. He said, could I have this? Sure. It was dessert. My, he was really tanking up. But I made a friend. And I want to tell you, sometimes inspiration comes in different ways. I want us to just be, today, be on alert. Ask God to help us all. With this group of people here this morning, under the influence of the Almighty, do you realize the power that is it God has to work with us? Do you realize how many lives can be touched by just inspiration? What a difference it can make in our homes, in our schools. Young people, you don't have to wait till you're oh, we got to wait till we're old to do things. No, that's not true. Start doing things now. The inspiration of the Almighty, it gives understanding. It does something for us. Enthusiasm is another thing. It motivates our lives and the lives of those around us. When it comes from God's Spirit controlling our spirit and trying to be enthusiastic only wears us out. I was thinking of my mother-in-law. It came to another mundane job. It was her time to wash dishes, and her mother said, "All right, who wants to wash dishes?" And Mom jumped up and she said, "I will. I want to wash dishes. I want to wash them. I want to wash them." And she had all this enthusiasm. And one of her sisters said, "Well, I want to wash them too." I said, "Well, okay, if you want to wash them." Just having a little inspiration sometimes can just carry over, and it can be something that blesses people all around us. Inspiring. In Psalms 18:24, it says, or 18:28, he said, "Thou wilt," I better read this all. I want to get, "Thou wilt light my candle." Psalms 18. "For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." There's no need to walk by the sparks of our own fire. There's no need to try to make our own way by lighting and just having our own sparks and walking by the sparks of our fire. It said here, "The Lord will light my candle." And when God lights our candle, when he ignites that flame, it helps us to see where we're at. And you know, in camp meetings, and starting off here in Guthrie, a wonderful place to ask God to help us through the summer, to light our candle, to cause us to see our way, to cause us to see where we're at. Sometimes when God shows us where we're at, we'll see how dangerous a place we were in. And that's so important. We don't know really where we're at sometimes till He shows us. Let's ask God to light our candle. The 119th Psalm and the 130th verse, it says, "The entrance of Thy Word giveth light." Again, I want to reiterate this scripture. The entrance of Thy Word, it gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Thank God this morning for the light of God. I want to look in 1 Peter 2:9. It says, "We are called out of darkness into what? Into this marvelous light." Into marvelous light. Marvelous light is light that is revealing. Light that is revealing. Light that illuminates every corner of our mind. It dispels darkness. Called into a marvelous light. A light that when we see it, it brings freedom to our souls. It causes us to appreciate more light. When we have light, we want more light. We want to keep walking in the light. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Would someone read that for us? 2 Corinthians 4:6. And I'm going to read Ephesians 1:18. But go ahead first of all with that. If you have that. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? For God, He's called us into a marvelous light. He's called us in something and give us the light of the knowledge Sister Jeanine, what was the rest of that? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Think about that. I appreciate light this morning. I appreciate inspiration. I appreciate enthusiasm. And thank you all. You know, for the mothers who are here that have done so much with so little, I thank you this morning for your inspiration, for the light you give, for not just looking down. I thought of my mother-in-law. She was telling me, said, "Oh, and all the funeral, we didn't mention Brother Harlan Smith." And she told us the story that it was Bobby's birthday the next day, and he'd come to her during the day and said, "Mommy, we're going to have a cake. We're going to invite people to my birthday party." Bobby was 5 or 6 years old, and his mom just kind of put him off because she didn't have much. And Dad had gave away one of the 2 cans of milk they had for Rosie's milk, and he didn't know they was running that low, and gave it away to a little girl needing some nourishment. And the day went on, and finally, toward the end of the day, Mom said, "Honey, we don't have anything to make you a birthday cake. We don't have any cake mix or anything like that." And she said they both cried. And Bobby went to sleep crying. He went to sleep with thinking it wasn't going to be no birthday. And it was raining, pouring down rain. And about midnight, somebody knocked on the door. They had to move all their stuff toward the inner part of the house. There wasn't no windows out there and to keep from getting wet. Someone was knocking about midnight. And guess who it was? Brother Harlan had felt like he felt inspired to come down there. And he brought them gifts and he brought groceries. And guess what was in the bag? It was a box of cake mix. It was powdered sugar. It's all those things he needed. He had gifts. He had a cake. It's because of inspiration of one man. He worked himself to death. Got in his old gray truck, loaded up with groceries, and headed to Mexico. Oh, today, for more inspiration from God. Oh, we don't have to look. We don't have to look very far, folks. We need to be inspired by God in everything we do. But here's what, it puzzles me. How would a man especially think to get cake mix? If it's me bringing them, you might be, getting beans and rice. But no, here he brought all the necessary stuff. And my brother-in-law had him a birthday. Invited his friends because of the inspiration of one man. The quickening power of God this morning is what I'm trying to tell you we need. The quickening power, it's what brings life into our services. It's what brings life into our prayer meetings, and nobody hardly get up and say anything, but somebody felt inspired. And they showed up. They pushed against the flesh and they came anyway. Get used to it. The service of God, folks, there are times we feel inspired to do something. But there's a lot of times God is counting on us to go ahead. You go ahead and you do the mechanics of it. And I'll bring that inspiration later. I've had that happen I don't know how many times. How many things, and those of you pastors, you know too, there's times you don't feel like doing things. You don't feel like, you just physically, mentally, spiritually, you don't feel like doing it, but you stood up there anyway, and the inspiration came later. Thank God for that. housewives, you do the same thing, and you husbands, you go out and you climb into a dump truck and you know you're going to do the same thing over and over and over again sometimes. Or you pick up your tools and you start to work, and you know that it's I'm going to hear the same buzz of the saw. I'm going to hear the same grind, and but inspiration, wherever we go, we're the light of the world. God is counting on us to give this old world something. Give it our best. Give it your best. Give it everything you have. Have some inspiration behind it. Put the onions and the bacon and the green beans and inspire a can of or a little bit of green beans. Have some inspiration. Do something to make your home a little different. Paint the walls. Paint the porch. Cut the dog's hair. Whatever it takes. You're tired of that old mangy look. Well, why don't you get out there and clip him? Clip that poor thing. Well, the old fence is broken down. Look at all them old weeds. Well, get you a whatever it takes and get all that stuff cut down. And you drive home and you drive in your yard and look down there and you can see all the clearing out of all that brush and stuff that you've got cleaned out. You know what? It can make our homes and lives different. If we're tired and we're just getting a little bit run down, ask God to help us to be inspired. Lord, we need inspiration. We need something to change this place around here. I'm tired of living in this place of gloom. And put a new window. Put something. Do something different. For heaven's sake, do something. Don't just sit there and just say, well, it's so dark and gloomy. Wash the windows. Do something and make a change. Make something different. Don't be satisfied to just sit there and just everybody throw their, you know, just all of us laid back in here and we're just not going to do anything. Well, I'm not going to be happy there. I'm going to do something. I'm going to tell you, those lepers that was hungry outside the camp, and they start going in from place to place and getting a big old chicken leg or something, and they was eating, and they looked at each other and said, brethren, we do not well. We better go tell these there are people starving just here on the other side of the wall. Let's go tell them. Got around there and said, hey, there's a lot to eat. Come over here. Y'all come out here. There's just food plenty. They're starving to death and eating. It's cannibalism inside. Is that like our homes? Just cannibalism. We're just eating one another up. We're getting on one another's nerves. We just can't get along together. And Pastor, why don't you come over and pray for us? Get over here and change things for us. Make our home different. He'll come over and try. What you need to do, hold on now. What you need to do is a little window cleaning. What you need to do is some changing yourself. He'd get over there and pour his heart out, and hopefully things would kind of get going pretty good again. But you know what? We've got to have this personally in our lives, folks. If it's not working in our lives, a preacher can preach his heart out. Nothing will change. We need something in our lives, something working, something moving, something quickening us. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians 2:1 says that you hath he quickened. You've made alive. He's made you alive. And he wants you to act like a child of God. Don't just slow down and just get used to the norm. There's too many people that do that. We need to have some enthusiasm in our souls, in our lives. We need to have this quickening power work and stir us about. Do different. Sister Noreen Harmon, she was such an inspiration to us in Springfield. She would go outside and she would whistle as she would hang her clothes up on the line. The clothesline. Outside, you didn't have a dryer sometimes. You put your clothes and hung them on the line. And she was inspired with that, and she whistled. And the neighbor, when she was fixing the move, came by and told her, said, "I'm going to miss your hanging your clothes out on the line. I heard you whistle, and you sounded so cheerful." I don't hear very many young people whistle. And older people, I don't hear many people whistling. Used to, people would hum, and I think you'd even hear a whistle. I love to whistle. That's me. But what about you? Thank God. Let's ask God to help us to be people that are moved by the Holy Ghost. People that are quickened, people that are inspired to see this go on, see the work of God continue. There must be people that are quickened. There must be that the people like David that felt the inspiration, we can challenge it, we can do this. How many times have I seen things that fell back on? Well, next year we'll do it. I want to tell you at our place at home, on the books, and I never looked and seen how long, but I know for years there was the old North Gate. We need to fix the old North Gate. Most of us, the old North Gate needs fixed. Next business meeting next year, unfinished business, the old North Gate. I heard that so many times, I thought, what is going on with the North Gate? What's the North Gate? Are we, you know what it had? Brother Ted's here. He knows more about it probably than I do, but we had a winch with a cable and we would tighten it. That was the North Gate. You clipped this cable on, then you winched it, and that was the old North Gate. Well, I don't know how many years it went on, but it's time to fix it. You know, it's time to get, there's some things that we just have to do. And we need inspiration sometimes, and then sometimes we just need to stop and say, well, now God's not going to speak to me and say, North Gate today. I'm not listening for that. Now it's time. I know about it. There's a need. Let's do something about it. There's things like that in our life and say, well, Brother Bell, I'm just waiting for that voice to tell me. I'm just waiting for the voice. I want to hear that voice. And the Lord's saying, I've tried every way I can to show you. Just get up and do it. You don't have to hear no more voices. You don't have to wait. If I knew God spoke to me, I'd jump up so quick. No, there's times. I'm not talking about, there's, in life, there's just, I've got to do it. As men, you don't have to ask, when you see the grass has grown, it's time to mow it. You don't have to pray, help me to know what to do today about that grass. No, you do it. And then the Lord can inspire us. I think God is waiting on us today. He's wanting us to help us to see that. Say, you've got work to do. You've got things to do. There's things that need to be done. Let's do them. Our homes, our children's lives, and a lot of things that as parents, our children are watching us. And they're seeing how you get to the next point because they know things are pretty barren. And they're watching to see how mom and dad is hopping along. How are you going to get out of this? What are you going to do? And when they see us quickened by the Spirit of God and through humility, nobody knowing about it, no broadcast, today, I'm going to do this. And I want you all to know it. No. It's just the quietly doing the things you know God wants you to do. And you keep doing them. There's no applause. There's no recognition. You just keep doing them. And keep being faithful. I want to encourage Every one of you this morning, all of us here, such potential right here in this room this morning, if we were all led by the Spirit of God, oh, what could we do? You know, folks, let's stay together. Let's be moved by the Holy Ghost. Let's be inspired. God wants to help us today. He wants to use us. And He will, if we'll be willing vessels, He will use us. He will direct us if we let Him. Thank you for your time this morning. May the Lord help us to prosper and let the words of God move us along. Amen.